Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak, senior trading strategist here at CN Trading. And today is March 28th, 2023, and today is Tuesday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, it's the tech stocks that were the ones that led us higher, but falter at resistance and sell off. But first, looking at the major economic events of today. So at 4 p.m. South African time out of the United States, we have a consumer confidence number. It's a very important sentiment, so you do want to know what's coming out. Now looking at the various markets, starting out with the forex symbols, we're watching the U.S. dollar weaken versus the major pairs. And as we look at the indices, the NASDAQ faltering at that resistance, that represents the tech stocks. And looking at the Dow Jones, pretty much unchanged. Looking at commodities, gold unchanged, while oil trades higher to $72 a barrel. Now looking at the stocks, mostly the tech stocks were unchanged, but tech stocks did falter and sell off. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin unchanged day to day. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're going to take a look at the EURUSD first, and you can see that it pretty much slid from yesterday, from 107.76 to 108.29. A nice about 50 pip move on the upside. Now we are hitting resistance-ish area pretty soon, so just be aware of it. Don't chase this up. And you can see it's nice. It's a nice lift upwards after that debacle from 110. Down to 107.30-ish level. So we're right there, a midpoint. So we are hitting a little bit of resistance area right here. So be aware of it. However, this is where you got to keep an eye on everything. GBP, USD, a little bit stronger. And this may be the one that pushes up higher. Now we do have significant resistance at 124. So you could see that on top here. Let's just draw a line to make sure that you could see that properly. And that is that resistance-ish line. And so if it does falter, it's going to falter at that line. So keep an eye on it as that unfolds. Now jumping into the commodities. Okay, before we do the US markets, let's just jump into gold. Unchanged, 1953-ish area. Did trade a little bit lower yesterday as it, you know, kind of finding itself a new range. I would say 1942 is the bottom of that range. The higher range, obviously, 2000. So it's going to continue trading in this range until we see some sort of change. Now, jumping into crude oil, this sort of gets interesting. Look at that, $73 this morning. And look at that, right up. Now, we're still at resistance-ish area. Okay, so all intents and purposes, $73 should be a resistance area. If you look at that, that should be clear to us. What was previous support is subsequent resistance, and this is as simple as it gets. So if it does push a bit higher, okay, to 75, it clears 75, then it's, you know, all bets lost. But anywhere between 73.5 to 74 is somewhat of a resistance area that I would actually look to short. Now, keep an eye on it because it may falter. It may still falter on the downside. And if it does, then that's a nice little trade to pick up in the middle of the week. Now, jumping into the U.S. markets. First, jumping into the Dow Jones. You'd see pretty much unchanged yesterday. Just drifting sideways. Not going much higher. Not going much lower. 32,700. Markets are awaiting this consumer confidence number. So that is important to us. And if we look at the NASDAQ, it traded lower due to the tech stocks. Okay, so which tech stocks specifically we're talking about? Let's take a look at Microsoft. That was the one that went down the most, from 280 down to 276. A nice little trade there. Facebook also traded down to 202. Nothing to celebrate and say, oh, we're changing course. We're going on a downwards trend. This is still an upwards trend. For it to actually just take a breather right now, it's totally normal. Now, looking at the other tech stocks, Apple also traded lower. So it's a tech stock related thing. So just keep that in mind. Now some of the tech stocks yesterday did falter. Now jumping lastly into Bitcoin, pretty much unchanged at 27,000. So this is going to get kind of interesting because at one point it's either going to break higher or break lower. And I won't be there for that because it's going to be a violent move. We could see that right here. So keep this on your radar as well. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.